Welcome to the Kevin Callahan Monmouth Hawks Football Show on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and shoresportsnetwork.com. Each week during the season, Coach Callahan and Matt Harmon will talk Hawks football with a look back to the past Saturday's game and a glance ahead to what's coming up. The show is broadcast live from Jack's Goal Line Stand in West End, and you're invited to be part of the action. Now, let's get the latest on the Monmouth Hawks from Matt and Coach Cal.
Summer starting to wind down, which means one thing. It is time for football season around the country of the United States. And we're getting set for Monmouth University football going into year 21 in the program. And the Hawks with a very difficult opening game to start things off, as MU will open up Thursday night out at Montana State and take on the number two team of the country, the Bobcats. We'll talk about all that and more. Want to welcome you back for year number three of the Kevin Callahan Monmouth Football Show. We are live from Jack's Goal Line Stand in the West End, broadcasting tonight on 1160, 1310 AM, shoresportsnetwork.com. Along with the head coach of the Hawks, the only head coach the school has ever known, Kevin Callahan, I'm Matt Harmon. We'll do this normally each and every Tuesday night. Tonight we're doing it obviously on Monday because of the schedule basically a day or two in advance with the game on Thursday. Coach, good evening. Happy to be back with you again and looking forward to another season 2013.
I think we all are, Matt. Hard to believe it's year number three.
It should be an interesting one, to say the least. From the last time we talked, from last year when we wound things down after a 5-5 year in 2012, so many things have happened. Monmouth in all sports making a jump into the Metro Athletic Conference, the MAC, and football kind of left out there for a little bit. The invitation was invited and received and accepted into the Big South, but that won't take place until the year of 2014. So this year, Monmouth playing as an independent in 2013, which is kind of a different kind of thing than the school has had for so long since being a longtime member of the NEC.
It's very different, Matt. I think it goes back to 1993, 1994 when, we were last independent. And in those days, obviously, we were just starting out and scheduling was a lot more difficult. And, you know, one of the first challenges that we had this year when we realized we were not going to be in the Northeast Conference was to round out the schedule. And my goal in putting this schedule together was to put one of the most competitive schedules that I could in front of our players. I wanted it to have a little bit of the wow factor. I wanted our players to really be excited about the teams we were going to be playing this season. And I wanted them to look at to play some national caliber teams, teams that on the same level as those that we will be facing in the Big South starting in 2014. And I think our 2013 schedule has just that.
Yeah, well, let's run through it real quick for everyone just probably getting back into football mode. This is a really early opening for Monmouth pre-Labor Day. Montana State game number one, game two on the road at Liberty. The home opener will be the 14th of September against Lehigh. Back-to-back road games against Holy Cross and Columbia to round down September. And then kicking it off in October, Robert Morris, St. Francis, Pennsylvania, Cornell, Sacred Heart, and then Wagner, Bryant, and Duquesne all in the month of November with a bye week at the end part of October. So as would probably be expected, Coach, a lot of NEC teams still on the schedule because those matchups were kind of pre-planned for both teams. But boy, you talk about the what would normally have been the non-conference slate if Monmouth was still in the NEC. Montana State, Liberty, Lehigh, Holy Cross, Columbia, and Cornell. Not sure that the Hawks have ever played as competitive of a schedule as you just mentioned. It should make for an exciting year week in and week out.
You're absolutely right. This is by far the most competitive schedule that we've ever had, and I think it's great that it's going to play out that way. There are some of the teams on the schedule this year that are nationally ranked, as we'll talk about in a little while here, with the Montana State. Lehigh's ranked in the top 20. Wagner's ranked in the top 25. Liberty's just out of that top 25. So we have a very impressive slate of games to play. One of the best things that happened to the Monmouth football program was really we took a negative and turned it into a positive. Being denied access to the Northeast Conference by that membership was really one of the best things that ever happened to Monmouth University football. We now have the opportunity to step into the Big South, a fully funded football conference. We will increase scholarships over the next 2 to 3 years to get to the maximum allowable number. We will have incredible facility facelifts that will be occurring here right at the end of this 2013 season. So there's a lot of exciting things going on. We have a lot of exciting opponents on the schedule, and we can't wait to get started.
What we do each and every week, again, normally on Tuesday, but tonight on Monday, is talk about, in this case, the upcoming game. We don't have a game to recap from last year, but we'll talk about preseason camp. We'll always grab a player or two. Tonight, we're happy to have on one of the captains of this year's squad, Tevron Brandon, the defensive back, and Josh Patterson, fifth-year senior from the offensive line. We also, Coach and I, earlier this week, had an opportunity to talk with the Montana State head coach, Rob Ash. And, you know, just to get into that relationship, which I know that we did when we talked about on the interview a little bit, you know, I would think immediately someone would look at the Monmouth schedule and say, why the heck is Monmouth going all the way out to Montana State? And a lot of it, as things usually happen in the coaching fraternity, are relationships, and you and Coach Ash have one.
We do. We first met when we were both on a FCS football national committee. I got to know Rob, and, you know, that relationship has grown. I respect what he's done. I respect what he does as a coach. He's all for FCS football. He runs a great program, and when we were looking for opponents to round out our 2013 schedule, incidentally, we were contacted by Montana State. A few conversations between Rob and I later, we decided to make an agreement on this game. It's a one-year deal with us traveling out to Bozeman, and I couldn't be happier about it.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun. The game will take place on Thursday night, 9:05 here in the East. It's a 7:05 kickoff out at Bobcat Stadium, and we're going to expect probably in the neighborhood of about 20,000 fans to be there for that one. Montana State expecting to have a great season. Monmouth in the opening game of this 2013 year. So we don't have anything to really talk about from last week, but what we do have is almost a whole month worth of stuff to talk about.
Right.
Preseason camp starting in early August, winding down in the last week or so before really game preparation starting here for Montana State. Overall, I know you've answered this question, but for our listeners here tonight, just a summation of how preseason camp was this year.
Well, I'm very pleased with the progress that we made as a team. And first and foremost, I have to say that our players reported in excellent physical condition, and that enables you to make progress faster throughout that preseason period. I thought we improved on both offense and defense. I like what our special teams are doing, and I really think that we're at that point now, Matt, that we're ready for the opening game. Probably one of the biggest stories coming out of the preseason camp was the quarterback story. The last time we talked at the end of spring practice, we did not have a clear-cut player, number one, at the quarterback position. We entered the preseason period with that picture still unclear. There was an addition to that group in Brandon Hill, a transfer from the University of Massachusetts, and there was great competition within that position throughout the preseason period. I thought all of the players in that position, all five of them, improved. They continued their development. But at the end of the day, it was Brandon Hill who got the nod as a starter heading into week one.
Well, we'll be able to break down units, but just as a new quarterback, which is something that Monmouth has not had for the last four
years. It's been
a long
time, yeah.
Kyle Frazier was the starter for the last 4 years. He will now hand off the reins to Brandon Hill for week number one. The one thing that Hill, I think, could feel pretty confident in is some of the weapons he has around him. Deep at the running back spot, deep at the wide receiver spot, three offensive linemen back, returning tight end. So there are weapons for Brandon to work with.
You're right, Matt. It's a veteran group on the offensive side of the ball. You mentioned the receivers and Neil Sterling, Lamar Davenport, Eric Sullivan, all of them saw a great amount of time last year. The running back position is deep with Julian Hayes and KB Asante and Pete Nagy, and freshman LaVon Chaney has made some noise this preseason. And then the tight end position with Mike McClafferty returning and Zach Fable backing him up is a very strong position as well. And as you mentioned, three of the five offensive linemen, from which I thought was an excellent offensive line a year ago, returned. So, you know, that's a very potent unit. It's a very explosive unit, and I'm really excited to see what they can do.
Defensively, a unit that was up and down during the course of the 2012 year last season. There are some pieces back. It seems to be that there's some added depth in some spots, which was a problem last year.
I feel we're much deeper on the defensive side than we were a year ago, and you're absolutely right. We started fast last year through the first 4 weeks. We kind of leveled off, and then at the end of the season, I'd have to say that we tailed off a little bit. I attribute that to a large extent to the lack of depth that we had. We incurred some injuries. We couldn't sustain the level of play that we had established early on, and that caused us to level off. I feel this year that we're much deeper, particularly in the linebacker and defensive line positions. I think our secondary is much more formidable than it was a year ago. There's guys who played last year who've had another year of development, and I think we're much stronger back there. We have the addition of one of our guests tonight, Tevron Brandon, who transferred in from the University of Connecticut, who adds an awful lot to that secondary. So, you know, I really like where we're at with, on that side of the ball right now, and I'm excited to see what they can do as well.
And, again, we can get into a little more depth as the show goes on tonight, but just to give everyone kind of a quick heads up as to where everything's going. On the other side, you know, they say the game is split in the thirds. Specialists, you have to be extremely pleased. You bring back both kickers and your punter, Ryan Moore.
Yeah, with the three of those guys returning, you know, we're not only a veteran group there, but I think we're also a very talented group. Last year, the kicking duties were split between Lucas Santangelo, who handled the kickoffs, Eric Spillane, who handled all of our place kicks, meaning extra points and field goals, and Ryan Moore was our punter. You know, Eric Spillane has expanded his role a little bit. He does have the ability to punt. His leg appears stronger than it's ever been, and he has hit some kickoffs this preseason that, you know, have resulted in touchbacks. I like what Lucas Santangelo has done with his development in the offseason. So, you know, I think it's a very strong group right there.
This is a new way to start the season, number one, before Labor Day. I don't remember Monmouth opening before Labor Day in quite some time, if it's happened in recent memory.
Well, we haven't, Matt. And the Thursday before Labor Day is the absolute first opportunity that college football teams have to play. There's a limited number of games on Thursday night. We happen to be one of them. We're excited about that. It's a little bit different. It changes your preseason planning opening midweek. You know, you get into that routine of going through preseason and ending on a weekend, then you start the following weekend. When it occurs midweek, it causes you to change up your planning a little bit and your scheduling of practices. And, you know, this was my first opportunity to do that. There were some things that I had planned and crossed out and replanned, but I think we're in a good spot right now. I think our team is rested. They're hungry. They're ready to go.
You know, and it's been I'm thinking back to Coastal Carolina when Monmouth played down there. It was probably the last time that the school had to jump on a plane to go anywhere.
That was the last time.
For a game, which is a little bit unique. I mean, sure. You know, obviously you get on the bus and you go somewhere, but if you jump on the plane and have to go somewhere, I would imagine that kind of changes the dynamic of things a little bit too.
It does. There's a lot more logistics to the travel itinerary. That will take a bus to a plane to a bus and sit things like that. I think once we get wheels up, everybody will take a nap, we'll hit the ground, and it'll be business as usual.
Monmouth and Montana State coming up on Thursday night. It's a game you can catch live on the Shore Sports Network, 1160, 1310 a.m., on the Internet at shoresportsnetwork.com or gomuhawks.com, which, of course, is your spot to check out all things Monmouth. We'll take a quick early break here. When we come back, we'll talk things on the defensive side of the ball with one of the team captains, Tevron Brandon. We'll do that right after this 60-second timeout. You're listening to the Kevin Callahan Monmouth Football Show live from Jack's Goal Line Stand in the West End.
You're listening to the Kevin Callahan Monmouth Hawks Football Show on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and at shoresportsnetwork.com.
Happy to be back here in our spot for the Kevin Callahan Monmouth Football Show, Jack's Goal Line Stand of the West End. Popping around the area tonight, come on by. You can catch some of the show or grab a cocktail or two or something to eat. You can certainly do that. Great food, great drink here at Jack's Goal Line Stand, one of the staples in the Monmouth University community. Matt Harmon, Kevin Callahan back here. Week number one of our weekly look around the Monmouth football program. Our first guest of the season. Boy, that's a lot of pressure for
number
you.
One right
number
there.
One on the list. Tevron Brandon, he is one of the captains of this year's team. He is a senior. We did not see him play last year. He had to sit out because of some NCAA issues. But, Tevron, first of all, I know probably more than anything, everyone's excited for the season. But, boy, you had to wait all of last year. You must be chomping at the bit to get back out there on Thursday night.
I definitely am. It's been a long time and a long time coming, and I'm just really excited.
Tevron, of course, transferred in last year from the University of Connecticut, where you played 2 years. I know you redshirted your freshman year, played two, sat out last year. What does a player in your spot do during the course of last year? I mean, you think about it, you transfer to Monmouth. I know thinking that you're probably going to be eligible and able to play right away. You're a veteran guy, and then all of a sudden, I got to sit out for the whole year. That must have been difficult for you.
Yeah, it was really tough, but throughout the season, I just helped as much as I can on and off the field. I didn't really have much say because I wasn't able to play, but with the younger guys and coaching the other players up and some things that I could help them out with is what I did.
You know, Coach, I think that's one of the things that I've kind of heard everyone basically say about Tevin. Not only a great player, but almost like an extra coach on the field a little bit.
He is. He's very knowledgeable. He's a very intelligent football player. He has some terrific experience, you know, to his credit, under his belt, so to speak. And he is a leader on the field out there. I think, you know, all the players on our team recognize that as well, as Tevin was elected one of our captains for this year. And that's highly unusual for somebody who transfers in and is just there a short period of time. You know, unfortunately, last year Tevin had to sit out. It was really due to the nonsense of what is the NCAA, and it was a very difficult time for Tevin. And, you know, we went through a lot of ups and downs with that last year, but I know he's ready to go and really looking forward to this season.
First shot fired across the bow of the NCAA by Coach Callahan. We got that out of the way week one, too.
They deserve it.
Tevin, you know, you are kind of a Northeast guy. You went to Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. That's where you're from. And then you go to UConn, and you're here in Monmouth. Just talk about, if you can, for all of our listeners who aren't really familiar with you because you didn't play last year, how you wound up coming from UConn and wound yourself up here at Monmouth.
Well, in the transferring process, I looked all around the Northeast. I wanted to stay close to home. And I first called around and sent my releases out to multiple schools. And I heard of Monmouth in high school. I actually sent some stuff out here before. And then I knew some people that told me good things about it from home, like gone to school here. And that's exactly how I got led here. And I came, I visited Coach in the spring, and nothing but good things.
How easy is that process, you know, when you hear somebody coach that might be looking around, or in Tevin's case, definitely going to transfer? You know, I can't imagine Monmouth was the only place that was looking for a guy who can play corner the way he does.
No, it wasn't. And, you know, I'm sure that there was a number of other schools that Tevin had contacted that had an interest. You know, all you can do when a young man like Tev comes to you and say he has an interest in transferring is be very straightforward and honest. Let them know what you have. Let them know what you would envision their role possibly being. Let them know, you know, that you want them, that you're there to help them. And, you know, I think when somebody's looking to transfer, they want to go into a situation where they're going to be immediately comfortable, where they can have a relatively immediate impact on the playing field. And that's all we spoke to Tevin about.
Tev, you know, you're going into a situation and a defensive unit that last year, as Coach and I were just talking about, was a little bit up and down. And I know you saw all the games. You were with the team during the course of the season. You saw probably some struggles that you wish you could have helped but were unable to. Tell me a little bit what's the difference between last year's unit and this year's unit as to what you would see.
Well, the difference between last year and this year is pretty big. You have all the safeties back. You have Joe Johnson, who's had time to and experience on the field, which helps us out greatly, and then that fulfills the secondary. And then you have linebackers like Dave Demergen that played, and he's been an impact player. And there's some holes to fill there, but we have players that play, players who haven't. But overall, it's looking pretty good.
You know, you're kind of in a unique position, being a guy who played at an FBS school at UConn. You know, we've talked about, and I'm sure most of the talk around going to Montana State is going to be the crowd, you know, playing in front of 20,000 people, which for the normal college football player in Monmouth is a big deal. But for you, not so much. I mean, you think about the schools that UConn play, you're getting double, if not triple that. So the crowd atmosphere would be another thing that I would imagine you'd be able to help everybody out with. Like, say, it's a big deal, but it's not that big deal. Just go out and play the game.
Yeah, that's what I've been telling people. You just got to block them out. They're going to be there. You got to feed off them. That's the best way to go about it. If you don't do that, then they get to you, and it really gets in your head, but you can't let that happen.
One of the things, Tev, you know, I saw him with a group of our players the other day just talking about the experience of playing in front of a large crowd, and he obviously has been in that situation before, and he told them exactly what he just told you, Matt. Just block it out, feed off it, use it to give you some energy, use it to help you. Don't get caught up in what they're saying. Get caught up in that they're cheering and they're into the game.
It's an exciting time here for Monmouth. The Hawks will open up their 2013 season at Montana State on Thursday night, a game you can catch live here on the Shore Sports Network. Matt Harmon, Kevin Callahan here on the Kevin Callahan Monmouth Football Show, spending some time with senior defensive back Tevin Brandon. Tevin, one more before we let you go. what are the expectations for this team? You know, I think that's a fair question because it's a new kind of season for Monmouth. They're not in a league this year. The scholarships are up from where they've been in the past. You're playing an independent schedule. So I think a lot of people aren't really sure what to expect out of this year's team. Throw in the fact that of the 12 games, only four times at home this year, which is a little bit unique.
Yeah, our expectations are high. And like people are out there saying it's a transitional year. We can't look at it that way. We have to win games to get in the playoffs. We could still get in the playoffs. So we're all in it together, ready to go, and ready to get some wins.
Montana State will be the first team on the list, the number two team in the country, and a big guy in the defensive backfield this year will be Tevin Brandon, one of the team captains. First of all, Tev, thanks for coming on, being our first guest of the year. Congratulations on being named captain by your teammates. I know that's something that you take a lot of pride in, and looking forward to seeing you all season long. Stay healthy and good things for the Hawks this year.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Tev.
That's Tevin Brandon, the first guest here of this Kevin Callahan Monmouth Football Show. We'll take a quick timeout. We'll make this a 60-second break as well. When we come back, you'll hear an interview that Coach Callahan and I did with the head coach of Montana State, the Bobcat head man. That is Rob Ash. All after this 60-second break, you're listening to the Kevin Callahan Monmouth Football Show live from Jack's Goal Line Stand in the West End.
You're listening to the Kevin Callahan Monmouth Hawks Football Show on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and at shoresportsnetwork.com.
Back here on the Kevin Callahan Monmouth Football Show, Matt Harmon and the head coach of the Hawks, Kevin Callahan, and we're happy to bring into the program Rob Ash, who's entering his seventh year at Montana State, 34th year overall as a head coach. He, of course, is the head man of the Bobcats, Monmouth's first opponent coming up this Thursday night out at Montana State. Coach, I know a busy time for you. Appreciate you giving us a couple minutes. How has preseason camp been going? Let's get right into it.
Well, we're finished our camp and ready to get into game week now, and the guys are, I think, very eager to have a game like everybody is at this time of year. We had a good camp. We had some injuries during camp that were unfortunate, and I think everybody probably does from time to time, but the guys worked hard, and, you know, the young guys who had to step up, I think, have done a nice job, and we'll see. They'll get a true test when we go out there Thursday night and see how they do.
11-2 last year, another great season, and that's really been one of the themes since you've taken over the program. Each and every year you have gotten a little bit better, and once again, high expectations this year. Basically number two in most of the FCS polls that are out there. I know you have a good number of starters coming back on both sides of the football. We'll get into specifics in just a minute, but how about just the overall theme and the expectations for this program, both for you as coaches and the players coming back?
Well, the expectations are through the roof right now, to be honest with you, and it's exciting. It's a compliment to our program, and you know, we're glad to be, you know, picked to be at the top of the league and so forth, but we know we don't get any points for those polls and those rankings, and we don't get any free passes to the playoffs or anything like that. Our guys are pretty grounded. We've got a good work ethic in the program that I think we've established over the years, and they know we've got to take it one practice at a time and one game at a time, and we know everybody out there has great football teams, and every game is going to be a real challenge. So that we've gotten where we've achieved just because our guys know that they've got to go to work every day.
Rob, this is Kevin, and I know we've known each other over the years from the different committees that we've served on together, and you know, you've taken an interesting road to Big Sky Country, and you've done a great job out there at Montana State. You know, maybe you could share with our listeners a little bit about, you know, your past, starting in the days back here in the East at Juliana, and how you got to where you are today.
Well, thanks, Kevin. I'm really excited, first of all, about having a chance to spend some time with you and coach against you and have that relationship, because we have known each other for a long time. Maybe the listeners don't realize that, but our fraternity in football, even though we coach on opposite sides of the country, you know, we do get together at our meetings and conventions, and we know the other coaches like you and I know each other. We've known each other for a long time. But I grew up in Iowa, and I was an assistant coach at my alma mater at Cornell College when I got the chance to go to Juniata out in Pennsylvania and be the head coach. I was 27 years old, and it was a great opportunity for me. It was a tough assignment. You know, Juniata is a tough school to find. It's a tough school's name to pronounce, and you know, difficult conference, playing great teams like Lycoming and Franklin and Marshall and Gettysburg and all those teams. And And so it was a good opportunity for me to coach, and Pennsylvania was great for us. My wife's family lived in Philadelphia at that time, so we were around her family, and it was 8 really good years there. And then I went back. I got a chance to go to Drake University in Des Moines, Iowa, back in my home state, and I was head coach there for 18 years, and we formed the Pioneer Football League from the ground up, and had a great opportunity there to get associated with other private schools in Division I that were playing non-scholarship football, schools like Dayton and Butler and Valparaiso and San Diego and Davidson. And that league was very challenging. But then my two children were out of high school, and my wife and I were sitting around the house, and we said, let's take on a new challenge. And so we looked to try to find an FCS program that had more funding and a chance to go to the playoffs. And Montana State fortunately gave me an opportunity to come out here, and it's been a really exciting, fun time for me to be here because the support for football here at Montana State is so good.
Well, Rob, wherever you've been, you've done a terrific job, and your record speaks for itself, and your teams have always been, you know, well-coached and, you know, very successful on the field. Has there been anybody particular that, you know, throughout your career had a great influence on you as a coach, or was a mentor to you, so to speak?
You know, as far as mentors go, I don't know that I had a particular coach. My assistant coach in college, a guy by the name of Paul Maskey, who actually was the head basketball coach, probably more responsible than anybody for my coaching philosophy. Paul Maskey was a real positive guy. He was a very energetic coach. He loved the players. He loved everything about practice, about coaching, and just brought a smile to work every day. And I think I got a lot of positive feedback from him, and I've tried to share that with my team since that time. But just in terms of, you know, my style, there's a gentleman by the name of Frosty Westering that coached out at Pacific Lutheran for years and years, and he was a Division III guy, but another real positive guy that I've read his books and sort of adopted his win every day type of approach. And then the other guy that I really modeled a lot was a guy, Bill Curry. Bill Curry was obviously an NFL great star and then a coach for many years. And Bill brought really, you know, in his career, really emphasized the ethics and doing things the right way and integrity. And, you know, I really have always been impressed with that part of his philosophy and just how dedicated he was to following the rules and doing things the right way. And I've tried to emulate him a little bit in that respect.
Well, as I said, your record speaks for itself, Rob, and it certainly you know, you've done a terrific job. And just another quick question before I turn it back over to Matt here. I know that, you know, off the field, you've done a lot for FCS football and football in general on a national level. You've been the president of the American Football Coaches Association just recently. But you also are very actively involved in the Montana Hope Project. Could you tell us a little bit about what that is?
Oh, yeah. It's, you know, what we're trying to do there is you know, just trying to get the awareness of the underprivileged kids and, you know, trying to make sure that we have, you know, outreach into our community. You know, it's not just that project, Kevin. We do a lot of other things as well. We have our athletic department here at Montana State does almost 3,000 hours of community service every single year. Our football players do almost 1,000 hours of community service every year, and so we're not only just that project, but many ways we try to outreach and give back to the community.
That's all great stuff. Great stuff, Rob.
Rob Ash joining us here on the Kevin Callahan Monmouth Football Show. Coach Ash is entering his seventh year at Montana State, was the 2011 National Coach of the Year. This, of course, the season opening show for us here on the Shore Sports Network as Monmouth and Montana State will play coming up on Thursday night from Bobcat Stadium. And Coach, I want to talk about what, you know, fans here from New Jersey that are not making the trip out west, which will be a great number, obviously, because of the distance. What would they expect, you know, when they tune on the radio and listen to us broadcast-wise, the atmosphere that you get at Montana State and Bobcat Stadium, which I know is one of the nation's leaders in attendance just about every year?
It's a pretty fabulous place. You know, we expanded our stadium a couple of years ago, and in 2011 we opened up a new end zone, and so we went from 13,000 capacity to 17,777. That's the lifted capacity, but we've had over 20,000 people at our games here three different times in the last 2 years, and we expect to to be sold out, standing room only, over 20,000 people at the game on Thursday night. Our fans love the night game. They're really excited about the season. It's the opener, of course, all that. And it's kind of the prelude for the Labor Day weekend, so a lot of people are going to start their weekend early and come to the Thursday night game. But it's a horseshoe stadium. The end zone has the band and the students in it, and it's very active and lively. And we have some sky suites on the one side with our press box. It's a five-story press box, and there's a lot of there's a lot of folks up there having a fun time partying. There's a great tailgate environment all around the stadium. People with tents and RVs, and the band goes around and plays to the different tailgate parties, and it's just a big scene. And we have people who come from all over the state of Montana, people who drive 500 miles each way every time we have a home game. And the place will be packed. It's very loud. It's fun. There's music. We have a big scoreboard in the end zone, and it's just a great environment for a college football game. And you know, we've got a program going on right now called the Bobcat Code, and it's going to be we're trying to emphasize sportsmanship and you know, positive fan behavior, and you know, so we're trying to make it so it's a very family friendly, exciting, positive experience for everybody there. But you're going to have to close your window probably in order to hear yourselves talk, because it does get pretty loud.
Well, we're certainly looking forward to having that atmosphere. And Coach, one more quick one before we let you go. Obviously, so much of the expectations this year, I hate to say, revolve around one guy, and I know you're used to talking about him, but I'd be remiss if we didn't ask you about your quarterback, Denarius McGee, an All-American candidate and one of the guys that's on the early Peyton Award watch list. He's quite a talent.
He really is. He's a good player, a really good player. He came into us from Dallas, Texas, from Euless Trinity High School. We redshirted him as a freshman, and then he started his first game as a redshirt freshman the next year, and he started three straight years. He's been a quarterback for 30 wins here and three straight championships in our league. And, you know, he's a very athletic guy, but the best thing about Denarius is he's just a great leader and a great competitor. He's very unselfish. He doesn't care about statistics or yards or passing yards or anything. He just wants to win. I mean, he wants to win every play. And so the competitiveness and leadership has been phenomenal. But the best part about him is that it's not just he's not just a leader on the field. He's been an incredible ambassador for our program off the field. He does at least 50 hours of community service every single semester. He's got a 3.5 GPA. He's a guy that has done countless appearances and public projects for our program, and that can sign thousands of autographs with little kids on their t-shirts when he walks back from the game after the game, and he's just been an amazing representative for our program in every respect. And we're sorry that he's a senior, but we're just very grateful for the career he's given us.
Well, Coach, we're looking forward to coming out and seeing you in a couple days. Thanks so much for your time here today, and best of luck, obviously, coming up this season. Know a lot of expectations are out there in Bozeman, and we'll see you in a couple of days.
Well, we're looking forward to it, too. We're very, very respectful of Monmouth and Coach Callahan and the program that you all have built out there. We know it's going to be a great football game and a real challenge for all of us, and I know our fans will look forward to seeing a very competitive, outstanding football game on Thursday night.
Rob, thanks again for joining us. I look forward to having a chance to catch up a little bit and visit with you on Thursday night.
Okay, we'll see you then, Kevin. Thank you.
All right, that is Rob Ash, the head coach of Montana State. We'll take a quick break here and come back and break down our season opener, Monmouth and Montana State. You're listening to the Kevin Callahan Monmouth Football Show on the Shore Sports Network.
You're listening to the Kevin Callahan Monmouth Hawks Football Show on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and at shoresportsnetwork.com.
And we are back here from Jack's Goal Line Stand in the West End. Want to thank Montana State head coach Rob Ash for giving us a few minutes earlier in the week, talking obviously about the season opener. So we spent some time talking the defensive side of the ball with Captain Tevron Brandon, now making some switch over to the offensive side of the ball and spending some time here with fifth-year senior Josh Patterson. He is one of the anchors and one of the returning starters. Actually, Josh, you have a pretty good role going right now. Two-year starter going into this year. Got to keep that streak alive for the next 12 games, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I've been playing for a while and, want to keep it up. So
tell me, as a, I'm going to say, elder statesman, All right. And I know you're probably, what, all of 20, 22?
23, actually.
All right.
Yeah.
So, wow, you are, you're pushing it for sure. As a guy who's been through the rigors of the last couple of seasons and now going into your last year, you know, Coach and I talked a little bit about how different things are this season as opposed to the years gone by without the NEC, no more conference, and playing as an independent. For you, any difference from years past as opposed to this year?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, in years past, we were always, I feel like the number one goal is to always win a ring, win the conference champion, go on to the playoffs, continue on. Now that we're, independent, the goal has kind of changed more to get to the playoffs, have a great record. Obviously, this is one of our toughest schedules, and I know, for instance, like I'm really excited about it. So, get those big wins, get our name out there.
It's going to be a different kind of atmosphere than pretty much anyone has seen. You know, short of Tevern, who's played in some pretty big places, being in a stadium that seats about 20,000 people and the expectations that Montana State has this year, I know you're probably, I think the days of coaches saying don't read the newspapers don't exist anymore because nobody reads the newspapers anyway, and you guys get information probably before anybody else does. You all know they're highly ranked, and the challenge certainly is pretty great going into this year. Realistically, what are you guys anticipating just in terms of the whole atmosphere, the game, the experience of being out at a place like that?
I mean, realistically, it's going to be a tough game. It's not going to be something that we can just walk into day of and say, oh, we're just going to walk in here and win. It's going to be rough. We have to also prepare for the noise level, and we've been doing that in practices. But I know my freshman year, I traveled to the ODU game, and that was probably the biggest game since most people that have attended since this one. So it won't be the first time, but it's not like we do it every weekend at the same time.
You know, Coach, that's actually probably a pretty good comparison when you think about the places that we've been to over the last, decade or so. ODU was quite an atmosphere.
That's a great analogy. And, we walked into that environment. There was over 20,000 people there.
There was a lot of people.
It was very loud. The crowd was very active and into the game. And what do you remember from that game? Aside from the fact that we beat them on that day, but what do you remember? What do you remember from that game?
I remember everything because that was the first time we'd been down in Virginia, and I was excited to go back home.
A Virginia guy yourself?
Yep.
Right?
I wasn't playing. I was just traveling, but it was a great experience. It got me ready. It was loud. It was very loud. There was a lot of people. Everybody was crazy. All the fans and all that stuff. So it was definitely different than what we were used to, but it's nice to see that and get used to it.
You know, I like the theme here of the guests that we have on, and take a minute to talk about that. We've got two out-of-state guys, one Pennsylvania, one Virginia, taking care of the older guys right from the start. Captain, senior, and Tevern, fifth-year senior and three-year starter now going into this year for Josh. Shunning the Garden State, though, a little bit, Coach.
Well, we've got to spread the wealth here a little bit.
I like that.
We've got
like
two great guys who are, fifth-year players in our program, and like you said, we have to take care of them.
Josh, a different kind of preseason for you guys this year, not only because of the dynamics of the schedule and whatnot, but because there's a new guy taking snaps for the first time in a long time. Talk about what you've seen from the quarterback competition and spot.
It was definitely different. I'm very used to having the one quarterback for the last 3 years and walking into camp, and this is our guy. This is who we're snapping to. This is his passes. This is who we're protecting. You kind of get used to that. And so coming into camp, we had a couple different guys rotating in and out. And sometimes it was great, sometimes not so much, because the time clock in some of their heads are a little bit different. But I definitely like the one we've gone with, the one we've picked, and I'm comfortable with them.
As I said to Matt earlier, Josh, and tell me if you saw it differently, I thought it was a terrific competition between all the quarterbacks. I thought that they all made progress. They all developed. They all improved throughout the preseason.
Oh, without a doubt. Yeah, definitely. And there was a time where we all have our own thoughts as to who it's going to be. And, for some people it was one guy, some people it was another. But it was very, a tight competition up to the end.
So. They always say, and you're a great guy to ask as an offensive lineman, they always say the quarterback is the leader of the offense. He's the guy who talks in the huddle. And you've had that same voice for the last several years with Kyle. Is this a year that, some of the older guys like you and Hunchek, maybe you're taking more of a leadership role than maybe you would? Not that you wouldn't be a leader anyway, but until the quarterback feels a little bit more comfortable.
I'd like to think that Yeah, a little bit. It's going to kind of come up to the O-line a little bit. Me, Maxwell, Hunchak, we've all been there. McLafferty, we've all started. We've all kind of been on holding down the offense as it is right now. And until he kind of finds his voice in our scheme and, you know, comes up and takes the role, it's, you know, kind of our job to shelter him almost a little bit.
One of the great things about our offense this year, Josh and Matt, is that from my perspective, is it's a very talented group, and I think we have a lot of weapons. There's a great supporting cast there for Brandon or whomever our quarterback was to be. That there's an experienced and established offensive line, both tackles and the center return. We've got depth and talent at the receiver positions. We've got a talented and deep running back position. And the tight end position is one that's been a very explosive one for us. So regardless of who that player is taking the snap, the supporting cast, I think, is going to go a long way toward attributing to the success of our offense.
You know, Josh, one of the things, anytime I talk with Scott Van Zyl, the offensive coordinator, it's always about trying to be balanced, run, pass. You want to mix both of them in. As you see the offense this year with some of the weapons that Coach just talked about, do you see this as a balanced offense, or is it shifted one way or the other, pass, run?
I mean, being an O-lineman, I'm always going to want to run the ball. But I do see it as a balanced offense. Our receivers are great. They'll catch anything we throw at them. And we've got both of our running backs coming back, and, you know, we can run the ball, we can pass. I see it as being pretty balanced.
Josh Patterson giving us a few minutes here on the Kevin Callahan Monmouth Football Show. Josh, a fifth-year senior out of Virginia, going to start his 2013 campaign as a three-year starter out of Montana State coming up on Thursday night. Josh, you know, I remember Coach saying this in maybe one of the press conferences after a scrimmage or just in passing to one of the reporters. You know, back in 1993, there was a group of guys who were one set of building blocks, you know, moving the program forward. And I think, Coach, you made reference to this year's team, and, you know, probably next year's team is the first year in the Big South, entering kind of a new era of Monmouth football. Can you visualize that? I mean, I know you're getting ready to play your first game, but, you know, might be something that you reflect back on 5, 10, 15 years from now to say, hey, I was there when we made the next jump in Monmouth football.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, like you said, right now, obviously, we're focusing on this next game and the first game. But in a couple of years, you know, looking back, I'm sure we'll look at it as we were the group that stepped into the next era, the next, you know, whatever's coming next for Monmouth.
That's exactly it, Josh. I mean, this is the first game of the new era of Monmouth University football. You know, from this point forward, as we go through the 2013 and then enter the Big South in 2014, we're moving into the arena of fully funded football. We're moving into the arena of fine athletic facilities, and it's this class, this team, this year that's gonna take that first step for us.
Josh Patterson here on the Kevin Callahan Monmouth Football Show. The Hawks open up at Montana State on Thursday night. Josh, appreciate you coming on the show, giving us a few minutes. Best of luck, obviously, this year.
Thank you.
Forward to seeing how this year all plays out. And do you like planes?
Oh, half my family lives in Oregon, so I've been on planes every summer going out and visiting them. So
I got to check the travel list. I got to make sure I'm not squeezed in the middle seat between like him and Hunchak, because I don't know if I'll be able to move at all.
I think we have a very nice middle seat for you.
Oh, boy.
I think we're ready to go.
All right. Josh, thanks for coming on. Good luck this year. We'll talk to you down the line.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Josh.
Josh Patterson, offensive lineman here for the Hawks. We step out, take our final break of the night. When we come back, Coach and I will get heavily into this opening season matchup with Montana State. We'll go through their schedule. We'll talk about what they have, what we have, and we'll do it all after this two-minute timeout. You're listening to the Kevin Callahan Monmouth Football Show on the Shore Sports Network. And we're back here for our final segment of the night. This is where we usually break down the upcoming game, and a lot to talk about as the Hawks will open up their 2013 season in Bozeman, Montana on Thursday night against the number 2 team in the country, the Bobcats of Montana State. Coach, let's look at the Bobcats a little bit, because I would imagine for a lot of our listeners, they don't know a whole lot about them. And it's easy to say, well, they're the number 2 team in the country. What does that mean? They're the number 2 team in the FCS poll, which is the division of football that plays itself out into an actual national championship separated from the BCS. And they maybe would be, I'm sure they would argue this, if you took their conference, the Big Sky Conference, you could say that along with the CAA, probably the two best leagues in the entire country?
I think it, you know, nowadays they are. For a long time, it was the CAA and the Southern Conference, but I really believe that the Big Sky has overtaken the Southern Conference as the other top conference in FCS football. You see multiple teams from each of those conferences go deep into the playoffs. Eastern Washington last year, along with Montana State, both made it fairly deep. And it's just a quality level of football, Matt. You know, we had the opportunity to see all 11 of Montana State's regular season games last year. And in looking at all those games, you could just tell the level of football that they have to play week in and week out. And as good as a team as Montana State was, they didn't necessarily blow people out in all those games. They were able to score a lot of points. They had a very good defense. But there were some very close games along the way for them.
They were a team that was 11-2 last year, lost in the second round of the FCS playoffs to Sam Houston State, a team that went on and had a really great run in the playoffs last year. Their schedule this year is kind of interesting. You know, they're obviously heavy slated once they get into late September and then all the way through into the Big Sky, playing teams, as you mentioned, like Eastern Washington, Montana, Northern Arizona, highly rated team as well. But just a comparison, I mean, you talk about making that next step. So you're opening up with Monmouth, which certainly should be an exciting game for both teams. They will go on the road in week number two and go down to Dallas, Texas, and play at SMU. That's kind of their big game on the schedule.
Yeah, you know, that's their FBS opponent. They're at Montana or at Southern Methodist in week two. But I got to tell you this, SMU won't show them anything that Monmouth didn't. I think they're going to be shocked from what they see from the Monmouth University football team this year. I don't really think that they appreciate the level of football that we play here.
How about let's go through a bit of a scouting report. Offensively, kind of a multiple set team. They'll do a lot of different things. They've got an outstanding quarterback that's on the Peyton Award watch list. Might be one of the best quarterbacks in the country.
That's what they're touting him as, and he is very talented. Denarius McGee, he's a three-year starter. He's won 30 games in the last 3 years. He's taken them to three consecutive league championships and playoff bursts. He operates out of a spread zone read offense. He's extremely talented. He's a dual threat because he can run with the ball, and he's a pretty good passer as well. You know, he's somebody that we really have to be concerned about, and he too, much like our quarterback, has a very talented supporting cast. There's three top receivers from a year ago return. Their running back returns and their tight end returns, and they return two of five offensive linemen. So all told, they have eight returning starters on a group that averaged 38 points a game last year.
Defensively, what kind of team will we see on Thursday night?
You're going to see a very technically sound, very physical team that's deep in the front seven. They make a living with their defensive line, which is a very talented and deep group. They make it very difficult for teams to score points against them.
A little bit different look, too. I mean, looking from at least last year what they had set up, they were a 4-3 team, but were a team that basically played a nose tackle, so the centers would be covered most of the time.
Well, they're a 4-3 team, but they will play one of their tackles in the nose position, and he's a dedicated nose. And that player, number 50, Ashworth, is an excellent football player. You know, he's a guy that's going to be a good matchup between he and Mike Hunchak. And our offensive guards, but he's a guy that I think we'll be able to handle.
You think back, I would imagine you'd have to go back maybe to Delaware, that a team that has been as highly regarded as Montana State's been on the schedule for Monmouth. I know Villanova, but they turned out maybe to not have the year that a lot were anticipating a couple of years ago. Just thinking of comparisons for people that, you know, what to kind of expect.
I would have to say the Delaware team. I believe that at the time we played Delaware back with, in 2007 with Joe Flacco, they might have been sixth or seventh in the nation at that point. But, yeah, I'd say it's a fair comparison.
You know, it's difficult to sit here on our end at least and break down this game and analyze it and say, well, you're playing the number two team in the country. You got this long trip out to Montana State. But when it all comes down to it, it's still the game of football that Monmouth plays, that Montana State plays, and whoever plays better that night is going to win the game.
That's right. You know, we are not playing the team that went to the playoffs last year. We're not playing the team that went to the playoffs the year before. We're playing the Montana State team this year. This is their very first game. What happens in that first game, we'll find out on Thursday night.
Coach, anything different? You know, we talked in the open a little bit about how the preseason maybe gets, you know, differentiated a little bit because of a Thursday game and before Labor Day and having to take a pretty long flight out to Montana. I mean, anything looking back on it now that maybe you wish you had scheduled differently during the year or did anything differently. I mean, I've talked to a lot of guys, and to me, they look nothing but ready to compete on Thursday night.
Well, you know, the trick was setting up your preseason practices to finish so that you still had a week of preparation heading into a Thursday game, knowing that Wednesday was going to be devoted to travel. As far as the distance of the trip, I'm not giving that too much mind. I mean, it's a bus without wheels. We're going to fly instead of drive. It's still 5 hours. 5 hours is a typical trip for us. So I'm not going to, you know, buy into that too much. I do think our players are ready. I think that we've, over the last week, we've been able to rest them. We've really worked on the mental part of the game and making sure that we're ready to go and execute. And I think the physical part will take care of itself.
Fly out on Wednesday, land, practice, walkthrough on Wednesday night?
We'll walk through in the stadium Wednesday evening. Yes, we will.
Thursday?
Anything? Thursday, nothing. We'll have a little bit later wake up because it is a night game. We'll have our position meetings, our special teams meetings, offense and defensive unit meetings, pregame meal, and then head over to the stadium.
You know, that's something actually to talk about. Three of the first four games this year on the schedule are evening games, something that Monmouth hasn't really seen a whole lot of in recent memory.
No, we haven't, and it's really a great case to say that we need lights here at home, because the best way to practice for a night game is to be, or to play a night game is to practice under the lights at night, and hopefully that'll be something that happens here in the very near future.
You know, Coach, one or two things before we let you go and wrap up the first week of the show here. In the open, you had talked about, you know, making that next step and the facilities update, which has always been a hot topic in the last several years, but finally some good things expected to happen in November. How about an update on that?
Well, as soon as the season is finished with our last home game against Duquesne on November 23rd, we're going to start immediately on the expansion of Kessler Field. The first phase of that will be constructing a building that will sit behind where the existing stands were. It'll be a 4.5-story building that will include press box, luxury suites, coaches and media areas, video areas, office space, and then restrooms, concessions, and all that on the first floor. So it's the first step of many, hopefully, that will lead to a major renovation at Kessler Field.
Hopefully lights would be in one of those steps to follow, as you said.
Lights will be.
We've talked about Montana State. We've got a couple of minutes here to kind of backtrack on Monmouth a little bit. Depth, it was a concern in the last couple of years. I feel like in talking with you before we went on the air, some of that has been addressed. But in terms of the overall scope of things, this is different because you're going on the road. How many guys will travel to this game on Thursday night?
We're going to travel 62 players, where our normal travel party is approximately 56. We're taking pretty much everybody of our upperclassmen who are healthy and ready to play. There are some freshmen that are making the trip because of where they are on the depth chart and their ability to contribute on offense, defense, or on special teams. So it's a little bit higher than normal. There's also a large entourage from the university and the athletic department that will be accompanying us on the trip, and that's a little bit different. But that's a great thing because it sets a precedent. As we go into the Big South, I would fully expect that all these people will go to every Big South game as well. Gardner Webb, Boiling Springs, North Carolina, Clinton, South Carolina. Can't wait to see them all there.
I'm impressed that you know all the towns, because you and I quizzed.
I'm good at geography.
We quizzed it during the spring last year. I'm good to see that, to see that you're kind of up to date on it. Coach, this was a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to the entire year. I know you are, too. We'll be back on the air talking Monmouth football with your show next Tuesday night, the Monday night edition tonight, just a one-week thing. Obviously, best of luck. Looking forward to seeing everything kind of unwind in the season opener on Thursday.
Thank you, Matt. It's been a pleasure. It's good to start year number three.
Want to thank Tevron Brandon, Josh Patterson, and the Montana State head coach, Rob Ash, for giving us a few minutes on the show here tonight. And, of course, for my co-host and the head coach of the Monmouth University football program, Kevin Callahan, saying goodbye here from Jack's Goal Line Stand in the West End. Monmouth, Montana State, Thursday night from Bozeman, Montana. Catch it live on the Shore Sports Network, 9:05 Eastern Time. Kickoff, you can listen to it on the web as well at shoresportsnetwork.com, gomuhawks.com. Our thanks to Ray Malaspina back in the studios. Great job out of him tonight. From Jax, Matt Harmon saying so long. You've been listening to the Kevin Callahan Monmouth Football Show on the Shore Sports Network.